All right, welcome aboard. Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. Just let me push all the buttons and turn all the volume knobs here and make sure that I'm doing this right. And if I did, Paul Costanzo should be on the other end of my voice. How are you, Paul?
I'm good, Dennis. How are you?
I'm figuring it out. It's a Tuesday that feels like we've already been through 3 weeks in the first 2 days of this week, but that's okay. Things will calm down now. Sanity will resume. Everybody can rest your mind from impeachment. Paul hasn't done anything wrong. He hasn't done anything that can be impeachable. And he's going to talk. Let's talk a little college basketball today.
Let's do that.
Okay. The new top 25 came out. I mean, there are a lot of familiar names throughout the top 10, but when I see Baylor at number one, San Diego State at number four, and Dayton at number seven, it just makes me feel a little weird.
Yeah, it is a little weird. It was Pat Forty, who is the college sports writer for Sports Illustrated now. He was at Yahoo for a long time. Had posted the preseason top 10 next to this top 10 just to show like how crazy this season has been. And I think we've already set a record essentially for number of top 25 teams beaten by unranked teams in a season. It's all over the place, which is going to make, trying to pick a champion in March and April more impossible than it somehow already is. But it's fun. It's unpredictable. I mean, that's what people like, right?
So is this parity in college basketball, or is this a bunch of one-and-doners who aren't focused on what they're supposed to be doing because they're already thinking about going to the NBA next year?
Well, it's a weird year because this year's freshman class isn't as good as last year's freshman class. So last year's freshman class really stabilized some of the blue bloods, right? Like Duke was as good as they were because they were led by, three of the top four freshmen in the country. This year, the best freshman is not playing because he was ruled ineligible by the NCAA, Wiseman. So, and it was already a fairly, not weak class, but not a great class. I think this is the time when you get to see some teams that have been building up a roster over several years, and they're making a little bit of noise, which, again, it makes the tournament, especially the opening few rounds, a lot of fun.
All right, so you've got Rutgers in at number 24.
Right, I was waiting for you to say Rutgers.
Michigan out completely, even though they're the only team to beat the number two team in the nation, Gonzaga. So that bears no merit to you or to anybody else that they have that win on their resume. I'm sure Rutgers has an impressive win somewhere, but I mean, I'm just curious about these things because at one time Michigan was highly regarded.
Yeah, well, they came off of beating North Carolina and Gonzaga in back-to-back days, and the North Carolina win hasn't really stood up because North Carolina has been pretty bad, but the Gonzaga win obviously has. And that was a neutral court win. But they've struggled a little bit. Michigan has over the past, few weeks. The Big Ten, though, is just, it's so deep and so good. I looked at bracketology today. There's 11 Big Ten teams in the projected field. There's only 14 teams total in the conference. That's pretty incredible. So I think rankings-wise, the Big Ten is going to be goofy, probably for the rest of the season. Because of that, because it's so deep and because they're going to kind of pick each other off throughout the season. Thankfully, we have a tournament at the end of the year where it's not a situation where if they eat each other through the regular season, they don't have a shot at it like they would in, say, college football.
Yeah, but this is what it annoys me. And I guess this is why I don't like the ranking system and I wonder why we have it. But it's also the one thing during the course of the season that we kind of can fall back on to talk about. Like, it's great for conversation, but it doesn't make any sense to me because I just don't feel like they take into account what you just said. You've got a league that's got 11 teams that are tournament capable. So when they bump each other off, I mean, there shouldn't be these great swings. Like Michigan State loses a game and it drops six spots. Then it wins one game and it moves up four spaces from 15 to 11. And these big sweeps, it just doesn't seem like that's the way it should go to me.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. It's so hard. College basketball, it's tough to rank teams consistently because of the up-and-down nature of the sport and because of, I mean, home court is so big in college basketball, probably bigger than, you know, maybe any other major sport that we watch, right? So that makes things very hard to gauge. Luckily, there are some computer rankings that maybe even some of that stuff out. The NCAA has their net rankings, which I think has taken over for the RPI, which I guess I've never fully understood the math that goes into all that stuff, but at least it's apparently there's math. So that can't be, well, it can be manipulated. I almost said that it can't. I was wrong. But still, it's a mathematical formula that, you know, apparently has no bias. So,
or at least takes things into account that should be taken into account.
What's that?
Or at least it's taking into account things that should be taken into account. Strength of schedule, right. You know, things like that.
Exactly. And like I said, our eyes, you know, that's what people use mostly when they rank teams. And so they're going to see Gonzaga continue to beat teams. I think they've beaten teams by an average of like 36 points over the last few weeks. And yeah, they're not playing anybody, but people still see, you know, they've beaten by an average of 36 points. And Gonzaga is a big enough name in college basketball now where that holds weight. So it's a funny sport in that. Like, there's going to be games at the end of every season, I think, where we kind of look back to what happened there. And we've already had a few of those. So it should be fun the rest of the way, though.
Like, sure. And not that I'm trying to defend Michigan or LSU or Wichita State, who all are not in the rankings, but Houston is. But I just feel like if Michigan played Houston, Michigan would win.
I mean, yeah, they could, certainly could win. But, you know, if on a neutral court, then, you know, that's how you have to look at it. At Houston, I don't know. I mean, I've seen Notre Dame, who's very bad this year, play very good teams very close at home. So it's a finicky sport, and that's what makes it so much fun. And that's why we get so excited for the tournament, because the unpredictability of it continues into the postseason, which we don't really get in any other sport.
So five teams from the Big Ten, by the way, in the top 25, including the two that we always forget are in the Big Ten, Rutgers and Maryland.
Yes.
I guess it would be weirder if we were talking about a football poll, because actually in basketball, Rutgers and Maryland have a little bit of a tradition. Let's talk about Baylor. Why are they number one?
I mean, they've been rolling lately, number one. That's the biggest thing. But, I mean, they went into Kansas a couple weeks ago and really put it on Kansas. And that's a good Kansas team. So I think that was the win that really got most people's attention. But they've been good all season long. And they've just kind of been, you know, moving along and knocking off the teams that are put in front of them, you know, winning road games, which, again, like I said, is a big thing in college basketball. And so I think that, you know, they probably deserve that ranking as much as anybody right now.
All right, Michigan State plays at Indiana Thursday. Tell me about the Hoosiers, because honestly, I'm not hearing anything about them.
Yeah, it's weird. They're very quiet. They're kind of up and down, you know, like middle to back probably of the Big Ten, you would say. But they're still going to be a tough team on the road. It's going to be a tough game for them, or for Michigan State. I do expect State to win. But, it, you know, it's, again, a conference road game is always going to be a struggle, especially against a competent and above team like Indiana is. So it should be interesting, though. I actually am looking forward to see how they look in that one and how they come out of it.
All right. Again, I will probably bump into you at some point this week. Well, I don't know. Will you be at SC4 tomorrow?
You might see me tonight at Northern St. Clair. Yeah,
Northern St. Clair, this, again, one of those matchups that intrigues me. Two silver teams that on paper look fairly even. I think both teams have deficiencies, but both teams also have things that I like about them. Jameson is something that I really like about Northern the couple of times I've seen them play.
Yeah, I've known him since he was a little kid, and I mean, he's come up and he's been special all the way through. I haven't had a chance to see Northern play yet, so I'm actually pretty excited to see that. The one thing that struck me, I saw St. Clair their first game of the season against Port Huron High. It seems like every player on the court can shoot, which makes them pretty dangerous, obviously, offensively. And they scored 78 points, I believe, in the game that I covered them, which for a high school game, first game of the season, seems insane. I'm looking forward to this, too, and getting my first look at Tyler Jameson and the rest of this Northern team. James DeLong's had a good season from what I've been able to gather, so it should be fun.
Carter Stoner can be fun, too, if he makes a couple of shots early in the game. And gets going because he shoots threes from everywhere.
That is fun. That is the old Joel Weimer technique, right?
Yeah, but Joel made like all.
He made all of them.
Do you ever remember him missing? I mean, I'm sure he must have had. He had to have, but I just don't. I remember all the ones that he made.
I've only ever seen highlights of Joel because I came after he was out of high school. But I tell this often, but I did once beat Joel in a game of pig in his driveway. Granted, he had to play from his knees, but I did win the game. So I'm going to keep reminding people of that.
All right. I think we just found an impeachable offense.
You might be right.
All right, Paul, I'll see you later tonight then. And as always, thanks for coming on the show.
All right. Thank you, Dennis.
All right. Paul Costanzo joining us here. We'll take a break again. Yeah, we've got high school basketball right here on WPHM tonight. St. Clair at Port Huron Northern, and that'll be coming up at 7 o'clock.